Welcome to First Star Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast. I'm your host, James Gardner, certified athletic therapist, certified strength and conditioning specialist, yoga instructor, human being. This platform for the pros, by the pros, anybody in the performance space, and beyond. Welcome here to share in the stories of professionals, experiences, journeys, learning along the way. It's a platform to connect, to network, and to be a part of a community that cares with conversations that matter, experiences that resonate, and generate ideas, thought-provoking, organic dialogue, passionate probes. Brought to you as always by First Star Therapy, Mobility Tape, Epic, and Benchmark Athletics. In association with the Canadian Athletic Therapists Association, it's First Star Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast. Thanks for being here. Thank you for being a part of it.
And in our conversations, really it's about, well, what is unique about the different countries that are expressing interest in athletic training, athletic therapy, sports rehabilitation, whatever it might be, and how can we facilitate what they need? What we're really trying not to do, I know this is maybe part of the strategy.
Welcome to the NATA Cast, the official podcast of the National Athletic Trainers Association. The NATA Cast is your audio source for exclusive insight from NATA, our leadership, and athletic training thought leaders. This show will feature in-depth conversations about healthcare topics that interest you, the athletic trainer. Today's discussion is part of a special series titled Where You At? Athletic Training Around the Globe. This series will dive deeper into the role of the NATA International Committee and their dedication to globalizing the profession of athletic training.
All right, welcome aboard. This is the Where You At podcast, an international podcast series. This is episode one. This is our podcast as a profession, athletic training, athletic therapy. We've gone global. We're going to continue to go global. And this is a special series of the NATA Cast. I'm your host, James Gardner. And the purpose of this series is to do just that, connect our profession globally and continue to embrace what we do across the globe in various settings. And today, a bunch of really special guests. And we're on the brink of International Athletic Training and Therapy Day coming your way September 21st across the globe. So if you don't know about that one, make sure you mark it on your calendar and we'll be sure to highlight this as we go through. So three really special guests with us, Rusty McCune, Alvaro Garcia Romero, and Matt Coots. I'll go in that order in terms of your bios. If you just want to jump on, say hi after your bio, and then we'll jump into the conversation from there. Rusty McCune. Rusty is the ambulatory supervisor for the sports medicine program at Nebraska Medicine. He serves as the chair of the BOC International Committee. He's also the past president for the Mid-America Athletic Trainers Association and the governmental affairs chair for the Nebraska State Athletic Trainers Association. He's been a member, an NATA member, for over 32 years. Rusty, welcome aboard. Good to see you again.
Thanks, James. Great to see you as well. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, and like we said, we're going across the globe, and you're in Nebraska currently?
I'm currently in Nebraska, right in the middle of the U.S.
There we go. Right back to international waters with Zoom. So here we are recording back to Zoom meetings going across the globe here. I'm up in Canada recording this as the host. Our next guest is Alvaro Garcia Romero. He is an MSAT program director at Camilo José Cela University in Madrid, Spain, which is home to the first international program accredited by CATE, which is the Certification of Athletic Training Education. He serves as a chair of the International Committee at CATE as well, and he's also the head medical and performance department at Watford Football Club in the English Football League. So all over the place, we have representation here in Europe. Alfaro, welcome aboard if you want to say hi and just let us know where you are right now.
Hello. Right now I'm in London, so... Well, it's part of my job, so I'm in London right now, so all good, ready to go.
Amazing. Great to have you on board and great to have some European content here as well. Our last but not least guest is Matt Coots. He is a clinical professor at Florida International University in the Doctor of Athletic Training program there. He serves as a chair of the NATA's International Committee and VP of WFAT, the World Federation of Athletic Training and Therapy. He is a senior associate editor of the ATEJ. If you don't know what that is, you should look it up, the Athletic Training Education Journal. He has numerous awards and books and is a 28-plus year member of the NATA. Matt, welcome aboard. And you are down the East Coast in the South, I think.
Yeah, so I'm actually calling from Ohio right now, but I the university is in Florida, so I split my time between Florida and Ohio.
Amazing. Well, thank you all for being here, and it's a big share. It's a big undertaking to get us all sort of on the same timeline, on the same call to talk about something that's really, really important. Obviously, all members of different committees, all members with lots of experience. So we'll back the train up and just sort of give everybody a broader picture of what athletic training and therapy is through the goals of each of the specific committees. So, I mean, the committees that you work on, they overlap, they have some distinctions from one another. Maybe we'll start with you, Matt, and work our way back up to the top. How does this play being a member of WFAT, the vice president of WFAT, and then being on the international committee with the NATA?
So it's an honor for me. I mean, one of the things that I think is neat is the fact that we have so much interest internationally as a profession. And I know that all of us have talked in the past. And one of the things that is fun for us is bringing our individual committees' charges and aspirations to something like this. And so from the NATA's side of things, you know, we are very interested in representing our members who live and work and are stationed abroad. A big part of what we do is making sure that our members have access to things like professional development resources, that they're getting what they need if they're moving, traveling abroad. And so our interest is in making the member feel like they have resources to help them do what they need to do wherever they're at.
Amazing. And then Alvaro, we'll switch it over to you here just to sort of touch in on the Commission on Accreditation of Athletic Training Education. Obviously, you oversee some things in Spain. You work at a high-level football club in England. Your committee and sort of the commitment to the profession and how this mixes with the NATA and with the BOC, and your take on that question.
Well, thank you very much for the question. So, as Matt said, I'm really honored to be working or serving with the KAT International Committee. For me, I'm not American, so it's good to be in to try to help with my international experience in a international committee with KAT. So I'm really honored for that. The goals of KAT International Committee are promote and support the development of international athletic training programs seeking the KAT accreditation. So we are looking for programs who want to accredit it, and we try to help or understand what is what they want to do. They want to do something that is similar to athletic training in US. And, you know, we gave recommendations to all the committees at KAT about international issues that can have the same standards, different depending on the country. And, we work as well with the Strategic International Alliance to try to promote the athletic training profession. That is a profession that I was in love about this profession. Years ago, I get luckily contact with athletic training from the other part of the world, and I get impressed. It's something that I would like always to know who is doing this job in US, and I realize athletic training, and I want to help to develop athletic training all over the world as well.
Fantastic. And you touch on one word I think that is uniform in this profession, no matter what corner of the world we're coming from, and that's passion. There's a lot of people involved in this on a lot of different levels, and I haven't met one athletic therapist or athletic trainer that doesn't care deeply about what they do or passionate about sort of letting people understand what the roles are and those kind of things as they're working. So, Rusty, we had some overlap. You're the chair of the BOC International Committee, so that's a big title and obviously has some relations to both Katie and where Matt is as well with the NATA. We touched base originally actually in Israel at a World Congress, and really cool to see where this profession is across the globe. But from the BOC side, how does this overlap and how does this look in terms of relations globally?
You know, I think as far as looking at from the BOC specifically, our goal is to work and to advance not just what we're looking for and with the vision of the BOC, but we want to work with all of our collaborative partners around the globe within the Strategic Alliance to advance the profession. And so a lot of what we do, of course, focuses on the credentialing aspect of the BOC, but it also focuses on how can we be a good partner in helping to advance the profession. Specifically for the BOC, you know, within our committee, our goal is to help advance the mission and vision of the BOC, and that is to help ensure that healthcare professionals worldwide have access to standards of competence and credentialing programs that support the members and support our stakeholders in the protection of the public and the provision of patient care. The vision and key to that is that it's worldwide, and we want to make sure that we're promoting and supporting all of our stakeholders around the globe. You know, here specifically, again, at the BOC, the committee has three primary objectives: strategic, operational, and then collaborative. So strategically, we help to provide input to the BOC board so that they can develop their strategic initiatives for the global initiative. And then operationally, our biggest goal here is to collaborate with our international partners. That includes members of the international arrangement. It obviously includes any of the organizations around the globe that may have questions. We want to be a resource for them. We want to work as closely as we can with them to help them accomplish their goals, whether it be specifically in relation to credentialing, but also to, again, just the advancement of the profession within their country. And then collaboratively, of course, that's why we're here today. We want to demonstrate and we want to work with our partners in the Strategic Alliance. We want to work with World Federation. And then again, we want to work with our partners around the globe through the international arrangement.
Amazing captures already, and I think there's so much to go off of here. Obviously, representation from the NATA, the BOC, and Katie here, myself being in Canada and having exposure to all of that as a member of the CATA and having some overlap within the WFAT. You talked about the Strategic Alliance and sort of this organization and these international committees within the Strategic Alliance. What is the strategy for collaboration, if there is one, or how are we working towards the international connection here when it comes to alliance and allegiances sort of across the globe? Matt, maybe we'll start with you and sort of some input from the NATA side. And again, I think we talk about, you know, subcategories or committees within this organization, and we're all working towards the same way, but the audience is interested in what is the strategy to have sort of more pull as a unified approach? The NATA obviously being the largest in terms of membership and professionals within the US and abroad.
Right. Yeah, so great question. You know, from my vantage point, the strategy is collaboration, you know, and none of us by ourselves can do the job that needs to be done to promote athletic training and athletic therapy globally. I think, you know, Rusty mentioned it in his comments that, you know, we really are about promoting and advancing the profession globally, not necessarily our individual organizations. Obviously, we have responsibilities with our individual organizations to make sure, you know, we're branding our, you know, correctly and promoting the things we need to promote. But what's beautiful about what we do is what we're trying to do, and the strategy transcends that. The individual organizations. And, you know, we are strategic in the fact that we are intentionally trying to collaborate in advancing and promoting the profession and how that looks different in individual countries. And that's really one of the big things that we're focusing on talking about in our collaborations and in our conversations. Really, it's about, well, what is unique about the different countries that are expressing interest in athletic training, athletic therapy, sports rehabilitation, whatever it might be, and how can we facilitate what they need? What we're really trying not to do, and I know this is maybe part of the strategy, I suppose, is also, you know, what we don't want to do. And what we don't want to do is franchise athletic training the way it's done in the United States in other countries. You know, we really want to take a grassroots approach. And I know Rusty and Alvaro and myself are committed to that. I know the presidents of our respective organizations are committed to that, and that the main goal is promoting and advancing the profession. So we do that, again, I guess two things. Collaboratively, and we spend time together, and you know, the things that we do is we have meetings where we get together and chat and talk. We've met with the leaders of our organizations, discussed our ideas and things, and we seem to have a really good really good support. Not we don't seem to have, we do have really good support, you know, from our leaders in that. So we collaborate, and then we also really spend our time trying to come to the place where we can answer individual countries, you know, questions. You know, what is it that they need? Some countries might be more along the process, and they might need a BOC to come in and consult with them. We already have a solid membership base and service our members, but we don't have a way to protect the public yet, and BOC can help with that. And or we don't have any educational programs, and Alvaro can help with that. And that's what I think is so neat of is the relationship that we have with the goal of advancing the profession.
Yeah, absolutely outstanding. And I think that just feeds right into Alvaro and then you, Rusty, just from, again, not from an individual standpoint or a separate committee standpoint, but from a Katie standpoint, Alvaro, how do you see this moving forward as within those collaborative guidelines? How does the education side of things fit in here internationally?
Well, James, thank you very much. I think Matt was really clear about what idea that we have all together, what we want to achieve, and I think the main idea is everyone has to know what is athletic training, what they are doing, and how they are doing. So we regularly communicate, we work together, we chat together, we share information that we have, and I think it's a good point because we are three different organizations, but there are people behind that organization that we have really good connection, that it all is made about this kind of connections, no? So I'm going to put you a couple of examples that probably will make easier to understand our way to collaborate, no? You know, 3 months ago, a couple of guys from Germany, they were thinking and seeing the possibility to generate a new program in Germany because there is no program in Germany. They contact someone through Matt at the end, or Matt, Rusty, and me, we met with them. We talk with them, we share the information with them, and then okay, you know, they are probably go through Katie to try to think in establishing the program. The other day I received an email from a Spanish speaker, athletic training, who is in US, that he was trying to look a possibility to go abroad. So I talked with Matt, with Rusty. Okay, guys, probably is one individual that probably you can help him more than I can help in the Katie, because we are more university based and based in the program. So this kind of collaborations, this is the great thing that we have in this moment. It's like we, depending who is approaching to the athletic training world, we are going to send to the person who is correct in order that they can explain well what is the process, what is the Katie, what is the BOC. And I'm going to tell you just, and I finish my experience. So when I started to understand what is athletic training, it takes me a lot of time to understand all different commissions, different what was BOC, what was NATA, what was KT, what was WFAT. So we, at the end, we all understand that we have to make the people easier to understand what is athletic training, what are the boards, what are the different boards that they are helping to develop the profession. And I think we are in a really, really good way, and I'm really happy to be part of this.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different pieces, and that can be a little overwhelming if you don't understand. But once you begin to understand, which I think this conversation is doing a wonderful job of sort of amalgamating that information, what power this profession has globally with all these different committees, you know, rowing in the same direction and generating collaboration. Rusty, do you want to jump in off the tail end there?
You know, I think the one thing that you did touch on there, James, is that there's times within the United States that understanding what the strategic alliance and what each of the members do is confusing to our own members. And so when we start talking with individuals and other organizations around the globe, it is confusing to the point that both Matt and Alvaro have made. Our ability to collaborate and to communicate together with some of these organizations, or to pull in each of the respective members, whether it's Matt or Alvaro, that best meets the needs and the questions some of these other organizations have, is essential. And sometimes understanding the why, you know, why, what are they trying to accomplish and why are they trying to accomplish it, helps us to better be able to provide a response to them. So our ability to collaborate together and to work together, like Matt said and Alvaro said, we have meetings, we talk with each other, we understand and try to keep up with what each other's doing, so that if there's something that I'm doing that could benefit something that Matt or Alvaro is doing, you know, then we just make a call and we communicate with them on those types of things. The last thing I would say is that, you know, Matt mentioned strategic, and I think that's one of the things that, you know, I think we all set out to do is to be strategic and to be deliberate about what we're doing. We obviously want to capitalize on the opportunities that they present themselves because we never know when that's going to happen. So we want to be ready. But I think we also have been very careful about being deliberate in how we've discussed things and kind of some of our initiatives. But again, the ultimate goal is to make sure that as organizations come forward, we're able to meet their needs. And if not us, then the nice thing is that through collaboration with World Federation, we can make connections and we can make those touch points with other groups around the globe that may be able to better facilitate and may have a better opportunity to meet the needs of what these organizations are looking for. And so that, again, that collaborative, it's, you know, as far as what we're talking about today, it starts with three of us, but it really does. It expands across the globe. And in order for us to accomplish what we're all setting out to accomplish, it's got to continue to do that.
Yeah, wonderful. And just before we jump into sort of the some of the overlap or the relationship with WFAT and how that may look across the globe, for the listeners out there, if you have any questions for the International Committee or for the podcast in general, you can always send them to, here's the email address here, chenatacast@nata.org. So that's the NATACast@nata.org with questions for the International Committee or the podcast in general. And sort of just to transition to the next question and reach back to that one, the International Committee and the Strategic Alliance with WFAT, what is the role and the relationship there? You know, we talk a little bit about the global reach. We talk a little bit about the different countries coming on board. We talk a little bit about the NATA being the largest member-based committee and the most professionals per capita or per country, I guess, across the globe. So, Rusty, the relationship there with the international committees and WFAT.
Yeah, and I think we all have different relationships, and you know, so you're going to hear some different roles and some different opportunities from a BLC perspective. You know, we're an associate member of the World Federation, and we're committed to supporting the goals and objectives of the World Federation. We want to make sure that we can be a resource, not only to the Federation, but also to all the other member organizations and the aspiring member organizations. You know, one way right now, specifically, we're working with the World Federation on getting them an approved provider number so that as they're providing some of these podcasts or webcasts or in-person meetings like the World Congress, you know, they can provide CEUs to our credential holders around the globe. That's one of the things that we know that our credential holders around the world do have a need for. And so that's one of the things that we're working specifically with the Federation on. But our ultimate relationship with them is that, you know, again, we're a member, but we are a supporting member and a resource for things that they may need.
Outstanding. Work backwards again. Alvaro, over to you in terms of Katie and WFAT, the relationship there or the interconnection there.
Katie is helping to programs, to universities who want to accredit a program. And the program directors, the WFAT is helping probably to meet different program directors all over the world that they would like to explore the possibility. And this is the relation that we have. And from that relationship, my program was accredited in the moment because I started to know about AT through WFAT. So at the end, is WFAT is a global entity, global organization that is going to help to develop different kind of if a program is outside in any country, it's going to help us to understand the country, it's going to help us to know the people, to meet the people. So, you know, we work collaboratively with WFAT, with its president, and yeah, we are really, really happy to work with them, and we are continuing working with them.
Matt, I'll just slide that right over to you in terms of the NATA and with WFAT working towards whatever goals and collaboration you have on your side.
Yeah, there's tons that, you know, we could talk about. I know you mentioned even in the question, you know, NATA is obviously the largest organization involved. So we, with that, you know, we provide quite a few human resources to WFAT's efforts. In fact, the president of WFAT is an NATA member. We have several of the committee members in WFAT are NATA members. And so we have that connection. We also collaborate with them in programming. sponsoring many of their speaker slots, for example, at the World Congress, facilitating the meeting. You know, we obviously NATA put on a pretty big meeting and expo every year, so we've got quite a bit of expertise in that space, and we lend our help with them. But you know, a lot of the World Federation's origins comes from the recognition that, listen, there's athletic trainers and therapists all over the world here, and with the resources that we have as NATA, we want to help with that, and so we have a very close collaborative relationship with WFAT and the other charter members, BASRAT, ARDI, CATA, CADA, JADO, you know, PBATS. I'm just trying to, and I know I forgot some. There's a longer list than that. So, no.
There are many. You know. Yeah.
But I think the relationships between those other associations also are a big part of the neat relationship that there is. So is and WFAT helps facilitate that. So all of us have a very, very keen interest in helping WFAT accomplish their mission, which again is just networking associations and collaborating with associations. So it's fun, and we all have our own way to contribute to that.
Yeah, fantastic. And from personal experience, I've been to the last two World Congress. You know, one was in Canada, one was in Israel, and just a delight. We started this with the word passion and collaboration and all that. And I think getting there in person, having the opportunity to get outside of your sort of own geographical area and see how this profession is being perceived, utilized, and put to action is fantastic and phenomenal. And you guys are doing great work. We really appreciate it as members, you know, up here in Canada, watching, hearing, and beginning to understand this collaboration as it continues to evolve and grow. For those of you out there listening, you can learn more about the International Committee or the International Committees by visiting nata.org/international. And again, the NATA cast at nata.org with questions, concerns, or just some good feedback on this podcast. This has been a really great conversation, and I don't want to wrap up too quickly. We'll just go around the horn one more time, Matt, from the bottom, then Alvaro and Rusty. If people want to reach out or connect, what's the best way to do so for your committee?
So for me, let me say two things. Speaking, we just finished a little commentary on WFAT. I will say this because we can announce that the 2025 World Congress has been announced to be in Dublin, Ireland, in October of 25. So if you want to make a note of that, we'd love to see you there. And NATA, of course, is going to have a huge part in that. I know we're excited to be a part of that. So I want to make sure the listeners get that. The other thing that you mentioned is, you know, how can they get in touch with me? And that's a lot of ways. The best way is just through the NATA website. If you go right to the NATA website, you can connect with me there. My email address is there. It's mcoots@fiu.edu, and FIU is Florida International University, so you can reach me there, and it's public domain email, so I'm happy to answer any questions about anything you might want to know relative to International Committee, some of our programs. One we're particularly proud of is we call the Ambassador Program, and we have a lot of members and credential holders who want to move abroad or are currently planning to move abroad, and it's the first time out of the country, and they're not sure where to go, where to bank at, where to, you know, are there schools? How do I do all the logistics stuff outside of the job? And we have ambassadors in 17 different countries to help with that transition. So if you have questions about that, something else you can email me about.
Really great insight, and really appreciate your time today, Matt. Thank you so much, and for all the work that you do, and congratulations on all the recent success as well with the books and publication and all of that. Alvaro, same question over to you to wrap this on your side. Where can people reach you, and the final word on your end?
Well, similar to Matt, you know, I think the best way is always to do it through the webpage of kt.net, sorry. And through that webpage, you can see and you can understand what is the standards, the standards who are international, change for international equivalents. And my email is ajromero@ucjc.edu. But anyway, it's as well in the KT webpage. And anyone who is looking for, you know, see it about universities, international education, I think we are really happy to help. We are really happy to make it understand what is athletic training and what is athletic training internationally in terms of programs, different programs who are all over the world. accredited by KT or not accredited by KT, but there are programs in different places in the world, and they are the potential students that they're gonna be working in all over the world because they are international already. So all these kind of things, we are ready to help. And personally, I'm ready to help in whatever is needed through international programs and accredited programs.
Fantastic. And obviously a strong arm for everything and everybody that's getting educated in the profession or around the profession. Rusty, last but not least, I'll throw it over to you and you can wrap this thing up.
All right. Perfect. So as far as getting in touch with myself or anyone with the BOC regarding International Committee, if you just email international@bocatc.org. That'll get you to them. If you want to email me directly, that is just rmcune@nebraskamed.com. So nebraskamed.com. I'm happy to help out and answer anything from that standpoint. The only thing that I would just like to say is, we talked about our, got questions at all about the international arrangement, certainly let us know about that. We've talked a lot today about the strategic alliance and things we're doing there, but one of the things that the BOC has been working closely with our international partners on is the international arrangement. And so if you have questions on that, certainly let me know. If you're not quite sure what that is, basically what the international arrangement hopes to do is give an opportunity for athletic trainers, athletic therapists, and rehabilitators, an opportunity to be mobile on a global scale by offering an opportunity to challenge the credentialing exam of the other organization. Currently, the members of that are, the BOC already in Ireland, CATA up in Canada, and BASRAT in the UK. And so if there's any members out there that are interested in being mobile and finding ways and how do you go about that, certainly reach out, let us know, and we're happy to help you figure out that process. So thanks again for the opportunity to be here, James and Matt Navarro.
Yeah, a wealth of knowledge. Thank you so much for your time. Again, this is Where You At, an international podcast series. This is episode one. Reminder, September 21st. We're on the brink of International Athletic Training and Therapy Day, and there's lots of ways to get connected. This is just our starting point. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for listening. We look forward to staying connected, getting connected, and growing this profession together. Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to Where You At, a special international series of the NATA Cast. All resources mentioned during this episode can be found in the show notes or at nata.org/podcast. If you'd like to let us know what you thought, or even what you want to hear in future episodes, send an email to the NATAcast@nata.org. And to make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the NATA Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time.
Thanks again for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this community. Check us out online, firststartherapy.com. That's firsttartherapy.com. Or email us with feedback, consult@firststartherapy.com. consult@firststartherapy.com. On Instagram, @firststar.therapy. And our podcast host, @letschat.at. This is First Star Let's Chat, an athletic therapy podcast.